Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 92 for Wednesday, October 5th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was unchanged to 70 cents per ton stronger on Wednesday, with the November contract at $467 a ton. Unfavorable weather in parts of Western Canada is keeping support in the market. Forecast for snow in Western and Central Saskatchewan is supportive as it limits harvest progress and could cause quality issues. However, losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soybean and soy oil markets limited upside potential. Market watchers expect a large upcoming U.S. oilseed crop, which pressured prices. Concerns about demand from China added to the downside on Wednesday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, corn was mostly unchanged, and wheat gained. Soybeans were down 3 to 6 cents, with the November contract at $9.57 a bushel. Soybeans declined on Wednesday, pressured by the ongoing U.S. harvest. However, farmer selling has been limited, which capped declines. Ideas that Argentina will seed fewer soybean acres this year also limited losses. Corn was about 1 cent per bushel lower, with a December contract at $3.48 a bushel. Corn was mostly unchanged on Wednesday as advances in the crude oil market underpinned prices. Stronger crude oil prices increase the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. Strong demand and investor short covering added to the upside. However, harvest pressure limited gains. Wheat was up 6 to 10 cents with the Chicago December contract at $4.05 a bushel. The need for high-protein wheat supported prices. Production issues in Canada and Australia have added to the need for high-quality wheat, which is bullish. However, winter wheat seeding progress limited gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.